Unwanted is presented by Heineken 00. Enjoy the balanced taste of a Heineken whenever, wherever.
Please be advised, this show contains strong language. It is suggested for mature listeners. Q-Code presents Unwanted, created by Kyle Chevron and Lamorne Morris, starring Lamorne Morris and Billy Magnuson.
Great.
Now,
we're in Vegas, man. Come on, man, you're gonna miss your own wedding.
What?
Nah, I'm just kidding. You're in the hospital. Shelly beat the dog shit out of you.
Oh.
Yeah, I thought that would soften the blow.
What happened?
You don't remember?
Not really.
Oh, well, I was on my way. Running. You should have seen me, dude. Man, I was running so fast, I was probably in slow motion. But Shelly, unfortunately, was faster, and she leaped out of nowhere, right, and then savagely attacked you. I, seeing this, of course, ran over to help and scared her off.
You ran into danger to face a cold-blooded killer all by yourself?
She was hurting my best friend, man. What was I supposed to do? Also, the Canadians were there, and then that guy Nicholas called the ambulance.
Wow, that's... You're a hero.
Nah, don't do that. Nah, I'm not. The first responders on 9/11, those are the real heroes, man. Everybody wearing masks at grocery stores. Heroes, man. I was just going on instinct, acting in the moment.
Instinct, huh?
Yeah.
Instinct, huh?
Yeah.
And your instinct was not to call the ambulance, but wait for the Canadians to do that?
Well, nah. Well, that's not what happened. Well, I see what you're trying to do. Who do you think told him it was 911? This dummy tried to call 311, like 311.
Jesus. Can't believe you brought up 9/11 to cover your shame.
Yeah, I'm not proud of that.
Morning, gentlemen. How are you feeling, Mr. St. Brown?
Well, betrayed, tell you the truth.
Betrayed? What are you talking about, man?
Good to hear. Anyway, no concussion or fractures, just a small contusion on the back of your head there. You're free to go.
Well, that's good news.
Good. Now let's go catch an extremely dangerous woman before some Canadians steal our bounty. Oh, sorry, I think I'm still attached to the machine.
Sit, have a seat. You gotta wait for the nurses.
Can you get it on this side?
No. You don't want to do that. You're not professional.
Oh, I have no underwear on.
Hello?
Darko? What are you doing? You sound like you just ran up a flight of stairs.
I just ran up a flight of stairs. Elevator to my building is broken. I put in formal complaint to landlord, but he's a real horse's ass.
I know the feeling. Look, what's up with my papers?
Oh, I'm working hard as I can. It's a very delicate process.
I need them now. My safe house is burned and I was followed last night.
Oh, police?
No.
Oh, bounty hunter?
I don't think so.
TMC?
It's just a couple of morons, all right? Probably after the reward money. I can handle them, but they're bringing some unwanted attention.
Mormons? Okay, I triple my efforts. I will have update for you very soon.
You better.
I'll take this left.
Where are we going?
To the scene of the crime.
What crime?
The crime of you spilling state secrets to a foreign power. It's treason.
You have got to let that go. I'm sorry, okay? They were so cute and polite. It was distracting.
Okay, so what do we do then? We have no leads.
Her house?
The second one or the first one?
I can't remember which one was which. I'm dyslexic, man. You know I'm not good with that kind of stuff.
Yeah. What if she's there?
Would you go back if a couple of random dudes started chasing you?
I might if I was able to easily overpower them.
She's a pro, man. A pro. She won't go back, which means there might be some clues as to why she's still in town and not halfway to Mexico.
All right. But if she's there, you're taking the beating this time, cool?
Deal. Hurry up, man. Somebody's gonna see us and call the cops.
Don't rush me.
I thought you said you knew how to pick locks.
I didn't make it all the way through the YouTube tutorial.
I'm sorry, what?
There were ads, okay? 15-second full ones, not skippable kind.
Unfucking believable. Get out of the way. Move.
Yeah, I get. Oh. That was less than elegant.
Just get inside. What do you want me to do? Not walk?
Please! Come out with your hands up!
What the fuck are you doing?
Seeing if she's here?
By pretending to be a cop? Do you think she's gonna go quietly in that scenario?
Just kidding! It's the mailman!
Why would a mailman come inside the house?
Maybe she has to sign for a package.
Dude, this ain't a porno. They leave a note outside if they can't get a signature.
Well, I don't hear anything, so I don't think she's here.
Oh my god! Okay, let's get the fuck out of here.
Wait. Somebody's in trouble down there.
Yeah, I think the calls are coming from somewhere inside this house.
Well, no shit, man. We're inside the house.
Hey, Ben. Do you really think Shelly owns both these houses?
I don't think serial killers have the credit to own multiple properties.
Because, like, if you think about it, she can Airbnb one of the places and make a really good side income.
Can we please just debate real estate later?
I'm just saying.
Actually, now that I'm looking at it, if she knocked this one wall down, she could have a lovely open concept.
Dude, exactly. I'm saying a little backsplash in the kitchen and this place would be fucking adorable.
I can hear you up there.
Oh, shit. That's right. There's a girl in the basement.
Wait. Do you think the basement's finished? Because that really ups the value. Not the kidnapping, the basement.
Careful, just be careful, man. She might be dangerous.
That's not Shelly down there. I don't hear an accent. Although, wouldn't be the first time an assassin had faked an accent.
We need focus. Follow my lead. Go slow. Ma'am, we're not here to hurt you.
I know. That's why I screamed help.
Unless you're a lady assassin, in which case I have a very big gun.
I'm not an assassin, but I am tied to a chair if you wouldn't mind.
Who are you?
Can you untie me first?
We'll ask the questions here.
So did you have another question, or...
Yes. Yeah, we do have another question.
Yeah.
You want to know what it is? I got it right here. And it is as follows. Why are you tied up down here?
Nailed it.
Yep.
Some crazy Irish bitch kidnapped me, took me hostage in my own home.
Wait. Rent or own?
Own.
Oh. But you're like our age.
Did you get a 30-year fixed rate or something?
Oh my god, can you untie me, please?
One sec. Hey, can we really trust her?
I do. I trust her.
Do you trust her because she's, like, kind of hot, or do you actually trust her?
She's a homeowner, so...
Yeah, she really is. Dibs.
You can't call dibs on a person.
Shotgun, then.
Shotgun is the same as dibs.
No, it's not.
Okay. So you want to sit in her front seat?
Do you guys think you're whispering? Because I can hear everything you're saying.
We'll feel like chiming in anytime you want.
Untie me.
Right. Yes. By the way, my name's Ben.
Kate.
That's Grant.
So what happened here? Stop me if I'm wrong, because from what I can tell, it looks like she flanked you from the back, dug a trench to get under the fence, used a grappling hook to get up on the chimney while you were in the shower conditioning your hair. You seem too classy for one of those two-in-one combos. Then, she surprised you, as no one was able to keep their footing. You're both lathered in soap as the rest of the fight played out. In what seemed like slow motion, a scent of lilac and jasmine fills the steamy air, and her hand brushes across your bosom.
Okay. Yeah, he deserves that. So, tell us what really happened.
3 nights ago, I was just sitting on my couch watching some MasterChef Junior.
Great show.
When I hear someone out on my front porch, I get up to see who it was, and when I open the door, she's standing there. Then everything went black, and I woke up down here.
Damn. Wow, yeah, I'm sorry. That must have been terrifying.
We're here now. Don't worry.
Yeah. Who are you guys, exactly?
We're bounty hunters.
No, seriously.
We are being serious. There's a huge reward for capturing Shelly, and we're gonna get it.
No offense, but you guys don't look like you have any shot of that actually happening.
Oh, on contraire, that's why it's genius. She'll never see it coming.
Except for last night, when she totally saw it coming and kicked
you. Oh, really? You want to talk about what happened last night?
Withdrawn.
She got away, yes. But we're hot on her tail.
Are you, though?
Found you, didn't we?
Touché. So, what's our next move?
Wait, you want to help us?
Yeah.
That's adorable. She's obviously delirious.
I sat down here for a week straight, surviving on whatever scraps of food and water she threw at me. I didn't break down. Not once. All I did to pass the time was daydream about getting my hands around her neck and pounding her face in.
Dude, she's in.
Fine.
Give me 5 minutes.
How badass is she?
Oh my god, she totally is, man.
She's like Sarah Connor in T2, and I'm her Arnold.
Well, then what does that make me?
You're what's his name? The black guy. What's his name?
Miles Dyson. I'm Miles fucking Dyson in this scenario?
Yeah, he invented Skynet, dude. That's pretty awesome.
Skynet ruined the world. We're not doing T2. We're doing Predator. And I'm Arnold, okay? And she's the Colombian hottie we rescued from the jungle. You're Carl Weathers.
Whoa, but like...
What? What, Grant? I'm black, so why you gotta be Carl Weathers?
Sorry.
You should be. Now get to the chopper.
Do you mean go upstairs?
Yeah, go upstairs.
Wow, okay, feel free to make yourselves at home. What are you guys doing?
Checking the search history on your computer.
Well, the civil rights violations just keep on coming.
It's not like that. We think she might have used your computer. Could give us a clue to what she's up to?
Oh, actually, not a terrible idea. Find anything?
Yeah. In the past 3 days, she's Googled the Livingston Town Museum 15 times. Also looked up the Street View and Google Earth pictures.
Maybe she's a history buff?
No, she's looking for something. Something specific. I also overheard her talking on the phone to somebody named Darko.
Donnie or Milicic?
I'm guessing he's one of her criminal friends.
Makes sense. Different Darko, then.
We need to find this Darko guy, then hit up the museum.
Google him.
Hey, guys, would you mind giving me that computer for a second?
What the hell was that?
Look, she might have installed some sort of virus on there, set up an alert if anyone looks up her or Darko or anything else she's involved in.
I'll just use my phone then.
No phones either.
No, you didn't. I had a saved voicemail from Ellen DeGeneres on there. Well, it wasn't actually her. It was her producer. But he accidentally called me. He thought I was somebody else. And now it's gone. Now what do I have? Nothing.
Who are you?
My dad was a Fed, and I spent some time in the Marine Corps. Come on, we'll go to a public library. Use their internet.
Shit.
What?
She's Arnold.
Oh, I thought you were going to say we need to get burner phones now. Which we do need to get burner phones now.
Ugh, damn kids! I told you kids to stop the damn shenanigans. One more time, I call the cops and your parents. In that order.
My parents are dead. Still prefer not to call the cops, though.
Who the hell are you?
The lady with a knife in your back.
Hey, listen, I don't want any trouble. They don't pay me enough for this shit.
There won't be none if you do exactly what I say.
What do you want?
There's a whole jolly fuckload of jewels and diamonds hidden somewhere in this dust pit, and you're gonna help me find them.
Okay.
You don't seem surprised.
No, I am. I'm just scared.
You found them already, didn't you?
I don't know what you're talking about.
You trying to steal from me?
It wasn't me. Larry, the museum curator, found them.
Where are they now?
In his office. He was too afraid to sell them. Wanted to wait a bit so it wouldn't raise any eyebrows.
Thank you. You've been very helpful.
Please don't do this.
Justice, wrong or right,
Unwanted stars Lamorne Morris and Billy Magnussen as Ben and Grant. Jamie Lee O'Donnell as Shelley O'Keefe. Fula Borg as Darko. And Rose McIver as Kate. With additional performances by Scott Richards as Doctor and Mani Aliakhmad as Museum Security Guard. Created and written by Kyle Chevron and Lamorne Morris. Directed by Kyle Chevron. Executive produced by Lamorne Morris, Billy Magnussen, Kyle Chevron, Rob Herding, David Henning, and Sandra Yi Ling. Produced by Gloria Bradbury and Tess Ryan. Original music and composition by Darren Johnson. The official theme song, Unwanted, co-written and co-produced by Rick Astley and Darren Johnson. Audio engineering by Ryan Walsh and Ben Milchev. Sound design by Source Sound. Jim Schaefer, Travis Prater, Brian Jordan, Klaus Shipman, and Tim Gettimer. Mixed by Ben Milchev. Casting by Chelsea Block and Marisol Roncalli. Casting director for guest roles, Andrea Bunker. Assistant director, Kelsey Adams. Script supervisor, Emily Blake. Assistant audio engineering, Neely Oftering. Production coordinator, Jack Friedman, Brendan Weisner, and Anna Basha Yokum. Production assistant, Nathan Yan. Post coordinator, Rachel Yanover. Script consulting by Robbie Wonder, Joey Wonder, and Dominic Blackwell Cooper. Production legal, Christina Bulbrook and Lindsay Keel. Production accounting, Pin Chung Liu. Unwanted is a Q Code and La Warner Brothers production.
Hey guys, Heather Ashley here, host of the Big Mad True Crime Podcast. If you're looking for a true crime podcast with all of the details and none of the small talk, you have found your people. Each week, we dive deep into a new case and learn everything there is to know, from getting to know the victim and the impact their case has had on those around them, to the investigation into what happened to them and who is or might be responsible. And if the bad guy looks like he might drink whiskey by a dumpster or has the social skills of an ogre, we say it because we were all thinking it anyway. As the name suggests, we get big mad over true crime, and I would love to have you join our incredible community of listeners with big hearts and zero time for small talk. Subscribe to Big Mad True Crime anywhere you listen to podcasts and listen to new episodes every single Monday.
Unwanted is presented by Heineken 00, an alcohol-free beer you can drink anytime, even while chasing the most dangerous woman in the world.